Okay, could be. And probably might have heard the station before, probably WBZ. I'm not certain about the frequency. Not, but yeah, that's kind of one of the ways when I was a young boy that kind of led me to an interest in radio. My grandmother had, I don't know, I was probably about six or so, had given me a small transistor radio I used to stick under my pillow and listen to ball games, you know, the late ball games at night for heading to bed. And so that was one of the ways I kind of first got interested in radio and, you know, able to listen to stations from what I thought were relatively far away. So kind of piqued my interest in that. So I say, you know, I got another friend who's kind of like I am, you know, listening to oh, just about anything from DC to daylight. But he likes some areas of the spectrum that I haven't really done much with. Like, for example, the long wave band. He's gone out with a local club where they're more for basically for shortwave listening. And gone out with a club and operated at parks like over a weekend or something like that and seen what they can pick up. But yeah, I've been. Been a long time scanner listener since, you know, mostly police when I first started off, and my father was kind of like that too as well, so got experience of that early age. He had put together a code practice oscillator, which I still have, and it was like when I got out of school for, you know, for summer break and wanted me to learn it, and I wish I would have, but I was like, nah, I want to go out and play with friends, so I didn't really do much with it, so. Kind of regret that because he would have been, you know, he probably would have progressed and became a ham too as well. So, anyways, thank you, Darren.